He definitely looked very nervous, and he is very hostile towards us and told us to stay away. I assigned my men to disperse the member of public around because we don't know how the men will react upon seeing so many people crowding around.
When you have a victim at knife point and an unpredictable man you're dealing with, there's always the concern that things could further escalate. It was quite general interactions where I addressed him by his name after a while. Again, it's the whole rapport building thing. He wasn't making any demands or whatnot.
When I saw that my team leader was actually distracting him, that's when I know with my flick signal, that's when I know I have to move in. So while taking down the man, my priority was the lady, which is the victim. So while taking down, she concurrently fell down to the ground as well, but in a position whereby she didn't fell that hard on the ground.
I moved in based on my instincts to help with the arrest. It took me a while to try to understand the situation and to see what was happening and figure out how I can help my colleagues in blue.
Based on our observations, at least our preliminary observations at that point in time, there were some indicators that suggested he may have been under a certain influence. It added an air of unpredictability to the situation, and it also guided our approach in bringing a swift resolution. Of course, there will always be people who criticize. There'll be people who ask, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we do that? But at the end of the day, if we know why we did what we did and our conscience is clear, then we really don't have anything to worry about.